Yale. Paradise for the poor but talented student. Are you one of those promising students who dream to be admitted to a prestigious university abroad, yet feel embarrassed when it comes to the problem of money? Never mind. Money is not a problem. At least being poor is not a hindrance for your enrollment to Yale. So please apply for Yale, a paradise for the poor but talented student, and you are sure to realize your dream here, if you are competent enough. Yale has the financial aid philosophy that when admitting students, the admission is only on the basis of academic and personal promise, and without regard to their ability to pay. Once a student is admitted, Yale meets 100% of that student's demonstrated financial need. All aid is need-based. There are no athletic or merit-based awards. This policy helps to ensure that Yale will always be accessible to talented students from the widest possible range of backgrounds. Furthermore, Yale's admissions process is need-blind, which means that no applicant will ever be denied admission to Yale because of his or her family financial situation. Applicants from a wide range of socioeconomic backgrounds may be eligible for need-based aid. The history of need-based awards can be traced back to 1966. In 1966, Yale was the first major university in the nation to make two commitments that very few institutions of higher education have been able to make or sustain to this day: need-based financial aid and need-blind admissions. For over 40 years, the university has not taken into consideration whether a family can pay for a Yale education when she is deciding whether to make an offer of admission. Yale has also sustained for four decades a commitment to meet the full amount of determined financial need for every United States or Canadian citizen admitted here. In 2000, the university extended that same commitment to all non-Canadian international students. Besides, in 2000, Yale began allowing students to apply 100% of scholarships awarded by external organizations to reduce their self-help requirement. Previously, only 50% of outside funds were used to reduce self-help. In addition to the scholarship available, there are many opportunities for students to take part-time jobs. Students on aid at Yale, as at all of its peer universities, are asked to take a personal responsibility for a modest share of the cost of their education through a combination of term-time earnings, summer earnings, and low-cost loans. Furthermore, Yale's extensive campus employment system provides jobs for every student on financial aid who wishes to earn income while attending school. Increases in the rate of pay over several years have brought the average to over $11.50 per hour in 2007, the highest level of compensation paid for student work among Yale's peers. Even more pleasing is that Yale never ceases her pace in offering financial aid to those who need it. On January 14, 2008, Yale University unveiled its most recent initiative in financial aid by significantly cutting costs for families and students with financial need. The move will reduce the average cost of sending a student to Yale by over 50% over a broad range of income levels.